Welcome to the Botcast, featuring Nigel Bottrell. The Botcast is an Entrepreneur's Circle production, exclusively for EC members.
Hey, hi everybody, it's Botcast time, Nigel here, and this month, as it's become a bit of a habit this now.
It has.
It almost is a habit, isn't it?
God, people must be getting bored of it.
It's the kind of Nigel and Cam show.
Woo!
I'm with the Entrepreneur Circle's Head of Marketing.
Tis I, Cameron. Hello everyone.
So, we have had a very, very interesting few weeks, Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be a focused podcast on, I think, a topic that is going to be definitely relevant to everybody listening. And this just might get you thinking a bit more than perhaps many of our other podcasts have, because there's something very relevant to your business that we are going to touch upon today, and we're going a bit deep on it, that actually could have quite a dramatic impact on your revenue.
Mm.
So let's go back right to the very beginning, Cameron, and let's tell the story of the FAA.
Ah, you mean the Facebook Ad Accelerator?
Yeah, so people will probably be familiar with this, but this is a product that we launched in the middle of May. Second week of May we actually launched it, didn't
mm-hmm.
we? And we're recording this now in the kind of middle of June.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of 6 weeks in to the Facebook Ad Accelerator. And just explain to me what it is.
Okay, my goodness. Well, the Facebook Ad Accelerator is essentially...
Just to be clear, this isn't a pitch, but it's important you understand what it is, so because we're going to talk about what's happened over the last 6 weeks, because I think there'll be a lot of learning that you, dear listener, will be able to get
mm-hmm.
from our experiences over the last 6 weeks.
There you go. Well, essentially, it is a course, a training course, an online program to train business owners on how to run super effective Facebook ads that actually work and generate sales and inquiries and leads. And actually make you money.
Okay, but it has one other important element, doesn't it?
Well, it comes with a whole year's worth of personal support.
Yeah.
A few other little bonuses.
But the personal support is the key thing. So people buying the Facebook Ad Accelerator, they get the best training that there is on Facebook, though. You say so yourself.
Yes, I do. It is top-notch training.
That Cameron and Joe do most of that training. But then each week there's the opportunity for anyone that's purchased it to get critiques, input, feedback on. I mean, you've even done, because you do a live session every week, basically.
Yes.
With the purchase of the Facebook Ad Accelerator.
Every Friday.
And they can come on board, and I mean you've written ads, you've run campaigns, you've got deep into stuff, all sorts of people already.
Yeah.
On this, so that's what it is, and we it's quite an important product for us, is the Facebook Ad Accelerator, for a couple of reasons. The first reason is it is already making a big impact with a lot of businesses, isn't it? There's a lot of people that have bought and invested in the Facebook Ad Accelerator are now seeing significant increases in their own sales and turnover because of the results they're getting from Facebook ads.
Yeah, definitely.
And now it's also quite an important strategic play for us, because we see this as having, this isn't something that we're going to have a little campaign and sell for 3 or 4 weeks and then put it in the cupboard again for a year. We are able to utilize the Facebook Ad Accelerator, and it's working very well for us, to bring new people into our organization, as it were. They're bringing new customers, because our focus on this has been selling it to new people
yeah.
that are not currently spending with Entrepreneur Circle. So we're using Facebook Ad Accelerator as our kind of route, as it were, to get people to spend money with us for the first time, bring them into our community, from which we hope and anticipate that we will be able to, strengthen that relationship, and over time they'll spend more money with us and buy more things as we help them more and their businesses become more and more successful.
Mm.
So that's the strategic intent from our perspective, and already that is showing some fruit, some fruit and some harvest here, because already some of the people that have bought Facebook Ad Accelerator only 3, 4, 5 weeks ago
mm-hmm.
have already upgraded and invested and spent in.
Have an unlimited pass.
Something. So
we've even had a new Ludify client come.
Yeah. So that's what we've been doing. But what I want to focus on today is, is that a fire alarm?
No, it's. Oh, there we go.
Thank goodness for that. Goodness, is this an urgent call?
No, nothing's more urgent than the podcast.
Okay, well, it got off again.
No.
Oh, something good. So what I want to talk about today is I think lessons we've learned from marketing the Facebook Ad Accelerator.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to talk about the kind of, you know, all the stuff that we do that you guys would expect that we do, we've done. So we sell a lot through Facebook ads.
Mm-hmm.
We have sold through Google ads. Mm-hmm. We have gone out to people that have bought things from us in the past, but were not current customers. Quite a few of those have come back.
Yes.
But we've also been doing some direct mail.
Yes.
Which has been working very well. And I mean, the sense of it, let's just start by talking about the number of steps in the campaign. Because I think this is the thing that I really want to, well, one of the major things I want to focus on today. Because, I mean, we have like a lot of steps in this campaign. Because most people with a campaign, they're going out there, you know, they might have, you know, two or three or four, they've been in EC a long time, they might have half a dozen kind of follow up steps.
Mm-hmm.
But how many steps currently? I know it's only like 6 weeks on. But how many steps are there in the Facebook Ad Accelerator campaign currently?
Oh my goodness, individual steps. There must be like 40.
Right, okay.
Goodness gracious.
So if someone kind of finds their way into this campaign somehow,
mm-hmm.
there's like 40 touch points that they're going to get.
Yep.
And we're only like 6 weeks. That's almost like one a day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're not all email, Cameron, are they?
No, definitely not.
So what other sort of media are you utilising?
My goodness. Well, obviously, email plays a part of it, but there's also text messages.
Yeah.
Phone calls are going out.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've got lots of remarketing stuff going on. We have some direct mail pieces even going out as well. So we're coming at these people from all angles.
And this is the really key thing, because what I certainly recognise and see from my time spending talking with people within EC, the reality is most, even within entrepreneur circle, where the kind of marketing nous is, I mean, way, way, way above average,
mm-hmm.
That we get here. But people are still giving up too early and not actually staying in contact, following up, making offers with anything like the kind of frequency that they could. And the price that they're paying for that, possibly the price that you, dear listener, are paying for that, is potentially quite significant, because people give up too early.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the telephone follow-up is an interesting one, because, again, what happens in a lot of businesses is they just, they ask Nelly to call these people when you get the chance. But the problem is Nelly never gets the chance. So they never get the calls.
Poor old Nelly.
And the price they pay. But as a business owner, the price you pay for not making the calls is quite significant. Because what proportion, like in the last week, what proportion of our sales have come from telephone sales that like Audrey's made, for instance?
I mean, it's probably over a quarter.
I'm going to say in the last week. Yeah. I mean, because she is bringing in 3, 4, 5, 6 sales a day on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's not ringing people cold. She's following up on people. And what we've done, we've linked our... So that the biggest part of the campaign so far is we've sent people to what is effectively, people would recognise as a webinar,
mm-hmm.
but it's essentially, it's a video,
yes.
really. We don't make any pretense that it's kind of live. It's me teaching about Facebook ads, and they are showing really what the purpose of that video, that it lasts for 42 minutes, and we tell them that as such, but the purpose of that really is to make them consciously incompetent, so that they recognize what I'm going to get them to is that, hey, this Facebook thing, it's like really big, and there's lots more you can do than probably you realize, and here's some examples of what you could do. And all you got to do is know how to do it. And actually, the impact could be quite significant. We share lots of stories of people that have you know, used Facebook ads very successfully, not necessarily with our training per se, but the fact that Facebook ads are working very well for them in their businesses. So we create conscious incompetence, which leads then to the sale. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you are all over the numbers on the campaign, and perhaps we should talk a bit about that as well, you know, about the actual breaking down of how the work that you're doing to improve that campaign.
Yeah.
That I think, again, would be a worthwhile piece to look at. But people often get a little bit stuck as to, well, how on earth can you have a 40-piece? That's going to be, like, we're just going to be bombarding people. It's like too much to send people. But it isn't. I mean, obviously there's a campaign that gets people to try and watch the video.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite, on the surface, I guess, it's quite a complex campaign when you draw it all out. But when you actually understand what's going on, it's relatively straightforward. Obviously, we're driving people to register to watch this video.
Yeah.
So there's all sorts of touch points going on there. Once people have registered to watch the video, well, that doesn't mean they're going to sit and watch the video. So there's all sorts of stuff driving them to the video,
yeah.
Which has its own kind of deadline on it. They have, you know, 48 hours to watch the video. So we're driving them through that. Once someone starts to watch the video, well, they either stay until the end and see the offer that we've got for them, the Facebook Ad Accelerator, or they leave a bit early.
Yeah.
Now, if you leave early, then obviously you go into a different sequence and say, hey, you missed the best bit. Let's send them back to the offer. Make sure they've seen the offer. If they've seen the offer, if they've seen, you know, the pitch in the webinar, then they go into a whole follow-up sequence where we actually, you know, make that offer, make sure they understand it properly, take advantage of it.
And if we look at those people, so people that have actually watched the video, not bought.
Mm-hmm.
So our follow-up there is quite, it is quite complex. So, the first thing is, we acknowledge that they've seen the video and hope it was helpful. And just because sometimes people even click on the cart and then, like, the tea's ready, or like Love Island comes on the telly or something, you know, mm-hmm. but something stops them and takes them away from actually watching it. The next piece then we would go out to, it says, like, I'm very concerned,
mm-hmm.
because genuinely we are, because we know we've got a really great product here that can help them hugely. So that concern is genuine, so there's a piece there. And that tries to bring them back round to buy. The third step then, you know, maybe we didn't make ourselves clear. You know, it was my fault, is I think the email says. And mm-hmm. then and the fact there's a letter in there, isn't there? We actually write to those that we've got the addresses for. Then there's another piece then that comes after that talks about the reasons why people don't do this. So we deal with the real objections that
our objection handler.
Mm-hmm. Which we've covered that off there. We then start to break down the payment terms mm-hmm. in another piece. So if at this point now it's a few days after the fact that we'll spread the payments over more months to mm-hmm. enable them to make it really easy to buy. So we've got, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 elements after they've actually watched the video.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, every one of those is bringing in sales, isn't it?
Every single one.
So again, mm-hmm. that's why you'd put them in, especially on a product like, well, you just would, because we've paid for the leads.
Mm-hmm.
All the follow up stuff is like, there's no cost. It's just free. It's just the time to put it in place, and to make it work. And the problem is, if you leave this up to your team, well, I promise you now, they won't do it, because they won't get it. They're on to the next lot that are coming in, as it were.
Yes.
I mean, Audrey's sales coming. I mean, Audrey's job. She's incentivized. She's bonused. You know, she sits as part of your team, and you've got almost like an algorithm almost. But every day when Audrey comes in, you know the kind of 20 or 30 people that we want Audrey to try and talk to today because of where they are in the system and that their propensity to buy.
Yeah.
So like, who are the most who are the hottest people for Audrey to buy, to call, sorry?
Oh, well, the people who've actually gone all the way to the checkout and just not actually processed the payment.
So we're checking people there. So again, we've built our checkout so that when they go into the checkout, the first stage that they just put their name and contact details in, although we know anyway because we've driven the lead and they've watched the video, so we track it all through. So even if they haven't entered any information in the checkout, we know who they are. We know they've gone to the checkout page. Now that's a pretty good indication.
That's pretty strong buyer intent. Gone to buy.
But something's happened and they haven't bought it, so they become the hottest people, for instance.
We have kind of two phases of that. You've got the kind of failed checkouts,
yes,
which means they actually got to the checkout page, but didn't do anything. You've also got the began to checkouts, so the people that went to, begin to checkout,
but didn't actually begin
the checkout process properly. Then we track who clicks through to the sales page from those, the follow-up different bits that are coming through. So we can see who's actually clicked onto the page recently, like in the last few minutes. Audrey can jump on those guys. And then again, we can see how much of the webinar, the training people have watched. So obviously someone who, we know that the price, for example, comes up 63 minutes and 18 seconds into the webinar. Yeah. Now, if someone has watched 63 minutes of the webinar and then stopped, that means that they've kind of seen the price and bolted and left.
Yes.
Now, that person versus someone who's watched, 85, 90 minutes of the webinar, someone who saw the price, stayed through the Q&A, through everything that comes afterwards, they're clearly very interested because, the more time people invest in stuff like this, then you can pretty much guarantee the more interested they are in it, the more likely they are to actually come through and buy. So keeping track of the amount of time people are spending kind of in this decision-making process is a big kind of factor for us.
And I mean, I'm trying to think of, because people always told me, well, this is a, you've got an online business, that's not really online, because we're doing lots of other stuff, as I said, the direct mail in particular. But let's think about how this might relate to people who have a more traditional kind of business, because the principles are the same. You have got people that are doing things.
Let's say you're a business that quotes out your work, so all sorts of stuff. You could hire out marquees, you could be a painter, I don't know. But when you send out quotes, for example, so how many quotes are out in the world that haven't come back to you yet? Well, probably quite a few, because often people don't say no to quotes. They just ignore them and move on and all sorts of stuff. But again, you can, pretty much every business can split their sales process, the journey people go to actually buy from them, into chunks from, right at the edge, closest to buying, all the way through to kind of just discovering you as a business. And having follow-up in place to help move people from each stage to the next, or, all the way through to buying, is key.
And on this, it isn't, I think it's one of those things that's never, ever finished.
No,
there's always ways to
plenty to add to our follow up.
Well, there is, but this week. But that's the truth. But there's always, it's always make things better. And even, and so it's not about the quantity of steps. Sometimes it's about the quantity of what happens, isn't it?
The quality.
Talk through the approach, because I know you've got a very structured approach to this whole thing. Which you're around five key projects right now that you're working on around the Facebook ad accelerator. I think it might be helpful for people to understand those five, just at a high level, what those five projects are and what you're actually doing.
The campaign to sell the Facebook ad accelerator, that kind of funnel, if you like, obviously, we can chunk it down into a few different stages. First of all, people come to the landing page and register for the video.
Yeah.
Then they start watching the webinar, the training. They see the pitch, the offer at the end, then they kind of begin to check out and hopefully buy.
Yeah.
Those are kind of like the five key stages, the five key steps someone has to go through in order to become a customer. And so a lot of the time and effort of our marketing team at the moment is not on driving more people into the top of this funnel, which is what most people just think is kind of the only thing they should be doing. It's actually on making sure more people move through that process.
So making the funnel more effective.
Yeah.
Every stage. So you're looking at how you get. So what's your key? What's project? Project number one is increasing the number of people, the percentage of people that come to the landing page that actually what register to watch the video.
Yes, exactly. So if we can send 100 people to that page, and you know, if 40 of them register now, you know, if we can get that up to 50 or 60,
yeah,
then that's all going to flow down, and we're going to make a lot more sales because of that.
Yeah.
So increasing the effectiveness of our landing page.
So what sort of things are you doing to increase the effectiveness of our landing page? What sort of things are you looking at there?
Well, it's all sorts of stuff. I mean, we're doing quite a severe split test at the moment, a very different approach. So the page, our original page was quite detailed. There was a video. It broke it down into lots of different kind of sections. There was a whole section about, you know, what the training was going to be about.
Yes.
It went into quite a lot of detail on that page. And so what we're doing now is we're split testing a very simplified page, which is basically the title of the training and then a big old button.
Yes.
To register, because you know, we think that people might be getting confused or overwhelmed, or they don't want to read all this stuff, etc., etc. So we're doing quite a major split test there. Obviously smaller split tests around, you know, just the headings that are on the page. Yeah. The colors that we're using, even
it does make a difference, doesn't it? I mean, even like,
yes,
button colors and wordings on buttons and stuff. And you get at this stage in the process, if you get an extra, you know, even an extra 0.5%, like an extra 1%, it all leverages and flows, so that can be worth, I mean, this product sells at, in round numbers, £500. So, you know, but you start to get an extra 1% converting off the landing page, that can flush down and mean an extra 8 or 9 or 10 sales a week. Well, that's like £5,000 a week. That's £20,000 a month.
Yeah.
It makes a big number. So the first product is focusing on increasing the number of people, or the percentage of people that go to the landing page that then go to watch the video.
Mm-hmm.
What you're then looking at, I know we've got some reshooting to do this week, because we've identified a weak spot in where people are leaving the video. So the next stage then is increasing, that's project three, isn't it? I've jumped ahead of myself. Project number two is then making, because just because they register to watch the video doesn't mean they actually watch it.
Yes,
so that's
exactly. So that's project two project. Is about making sure more people actually start the webinar watching that training, because that is, you know, no one's going to buy if they just register for the webinar and then do nothing with it.
Yeah.
They need to actually watch and see, you know, what's going on. And we need to get them to do that. So there's all sorts of, you know, the emails that we send them, the confirmation, the reminders, all that kind of stuff, adding text messages.
Yeah.
All these things obviously play a big part in that, getting that percentage up. Because, again, if more people start the webinar, if more people see our offer,
yes,
then more people are going to actually take advantage of it.
So that's project three then. He's getting more people through that video webinar
to the end
when they
where
can
they
buy.
Actually see the offer
and that's
itself.
That's the bit where you talk. Explain what you've done here, because you've used a little plugin, but you track how long people stay.
Yeah, so we've looked at the stats in terms of how much of the video people actually watch and where they drop off and all this kind of stuff, and we can see that there's quite a massive drop off. You know, around the kind of 8 minute mark.
Yeah.
So people are joining the webinar, they're watching the training, but then kind of getting bored, giving up, you know, getting distracted within the first kind of 8 minutes. Now, after those 8 minutes, it holds quite steady. You know, if people commit that to that kind of length, then the stats tell us that they basically stay,
yeah,
until the bitter end. So our goal is to get people to stay past those kind of first 8 minutes.
So we're looking at the scripting and the wording of that, and we're looking at reshooting the beginning piece to try,
mm-hmm,
and get more people through it. So that's the third project. The first project is increasing the landing page conversion rate. The second project is increasing the number of people that start to watch the video once they've,
mm-hmm,
registered. The third bit then is increasing the number of people that start, that actually get to the pitch, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little shot there. What's your fourth project?
Well, the fourth project is increasing the percentage of people who actually begin to check out, who actually go and start to buy.
Okay.
Which is obviously quite a big project, but that involves, you know, the actual pitch that we make,
yep,
on the training, the sales presentation itself, the sales page that we've got there.
Possibly the offer. And
the offer itself, how
things are structured there.
Pricing.
Because, again, and what was good, now we've got established, now we've got a good volume of people, because we have, you know, we've it's been a successful campaign that we've spent quite a lot of money,
mm-hmm,
bringing people in. This is working, but we're looking for ways to make it, you know, better and more effective, so we can scale it, not just in this country, but overseas.
Yeah.
So this project is key. And then your final project then is the purchase rate, they actually come out of checkout.
Mm-hmm. Which is looking at our actual checkout process itself. Again, our sales team, making sure they're doing the right stuff. The follow-up, obviously,
yes,
plays a big part in this. But also, what happens after this campaign? Because, again, just because someone doesn't buy now, even after, you know, our 40 different touch points and follow-up pieces, well, that doesn't mean that they're never going to buy. It means that, you know, maybe they're just not in the right place right now. Maybe they are, you know, busy on something really important in the business. Maybe they can't afford the Facebook Ad Accelerator right now, and they need to go away, save, or grow their business a little bit. And, you know, if we make them the same offer in a few months' time, then they'll jump at it. So what happens, you know, after this campaign as a whole? So making sure we keep these people warm, keep them interested, keep them, you know, make sure they're in touch with us for the next, you know, few years.
Because that is interesting, because not, you know, people do, you know, the buying process, particularly now with the ease of research online and looking, you know, the whole online space that people occupy now. It does mean people do a lot more. It's easier to research and look at stuff, but I'm not in the market to buy right now. And your ability to keep in touch with those people and to remind them, that's where the follow-up piece, which is just proving so good for us, because they'll buy when they're ready. Mm-hmm. And it's about keeping in touch in the right way, in a way that's kind of helpful for them. I mean, we try really hard not to be too salesy. I know that's probably made you smile as you're driving along, but actually we do give quite a lot of thought to that. But we do recognise that every time every touch point does bring in revenue and it does bring in sales. And once you've already spent the money on the lead, why as a business owner would you not want to maximise that? Because that's fairly close to free money. The cost is the time and thought in the beginning to put the right things in place. But this is it's an area we decided to give this focus on this podcast to it, because it could have a really big impact on some people that are listening to this now, because there are leads, there are prospects, there are potential customers that are already in your CRM system, in your database, they're in your sales process somewhere, but there's not enough of the right things happening to bring them out the other end. And that is money that should be, could be in your bank account that currently is not.
Yeah.
And all it's going to take is a little bit of focus. This stuff's not difficult to do. You know, a lot of it is, you know, we've talked about it many, many times, but just doing some of the basics. And it, I mean, in that regard, I think just pulling out the people, if you've got a quote, if you've got, like you said, if you've got a whole book of quotes, it's where the three-line email comes in well, isn't it? I used to looking for X.
Yeah.
You know, just the three-line email, use that. Make it someone's job tomorrow to ring these people. And just not in a salesy way. It's not, you know, just I'm just calling from XYZ. You know, you came to see us a little while ago, or you inquired about this, or you wondered about that. Just wondered where you're at.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think you do that systematically, it's almost impossible not to make sales, not to make money.
True.
Anything we've not covered?
My goodness, we've covered a lot.
I think we have. I mean, I think we might do some more on this, because I think people's understanding of the process. That, you know, this is about a sales, but this is about the maths part, isn't it? You know, marketing is just creativity with maths, and this is the maths part that we're looking at here, and it does apply into every business, whatever it does. It's not about, oh, this is all online. That's not the point. It applies to any business, and your ability to build relationships with people and to stay in contact and stay in touch, it will have a disproportionate impact on the revenue that flows in. And having already spent the money, which is where most people are at, I've already spent the money to get the lead, so that I've already splashed the cash. All this follow-up is low or no cost, and the returns are all incremental, and that means a big chunk of those returns go straight through to the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big deal.
It is indeed.
So thank you for taking some time out of your very busy schedule, because I know you have got some fairly demanding deadlines to meet with these projects.
Just a few,
to talk about them. So that's Cameron. Thank you very much indeed for that.
Happy to help.
Hope that was a helpful little podcast. Gosh, I said we've come in a couple of minutes shorter than normal, but I don't make any apologies for that. Interested to know if that's been a useful broadcast today, then do please let us know. If you'd like us to stay focused on perhaps one or two topics rather than our little, you know, what's historically been our our kind of little jaunt around a myriad of topics, then I'm happy to stay focused and go a bit deeper if that is what you'd like. Your feedback would be much appreciated. But thank you for listening today. That has been the podcast. My name's Nigel. That was Cameron. We'll see you again next month. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the podcast from the Entrepreneur's Circle, featuring Nigel Bottrell. The podcast is copyright Entrepreneur's Circle 2016.